This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the church members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And we want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We know that every time we speak those words and say those words, we know that we make the enemy mad. We know that we make him upset, because there's nothing that he can do today. There's nothing that he can say to upset us, to take away our joy. Because one thing that I do know, this joy that I have, the world did not give it to me. Amen. Amen. We are located at 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can call me at 561-718-2361. Our Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. Our morning services start at 11. Our Wednesday night Bible study starts at 7:30. And if you're looking for a good church home, when you're looking for a place that you want to come and worship, are you looking for to come and hear the word of God? Not no watered down word, not no word to make you feel good, but a word that will make a change in your life. A word that you can carry with you throughout the week, that you can help you overcome in a situation that you are going through. And I know, and you should know, that there's no problem too hard for my God to solve. There's no problem too big that he cannot handle. As we trust and lean on Jesus, guess what? Everything will be all right. Now, I can tell you that from firsthand experience. I can tell you what Jesus have done in my life, how he had helped me, how he had brought me through, how he had carried me through. It was not my might, it was not my power, but it was the power of the true and living God. By his son, Jesus Christ, that I was filled with the Spirit of God. And once you are filled with the Spirit of God, let me tell you, there's nothing impossible for you to do. You have to have the Spirit of God on the inside. You have to have the power of God on the inside. You have to have the anointing. And you have to have the authority to speak to any situation and that you are going through. And one thing that I know, that whatever God promised, it shall come to pass. And one thing that I do know, as we turn to our Bibles in 1 Kings chapter 17, I want to read a couple of scriptures, then we will go into our morning subject this morning. And it starts from 1 Kings chapter 17, we will start at verse number 10. It says that he rose and went to Zephathah, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Amen. Then it goes on and said in the next verse, as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And the woman responded by saying, and she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the crude. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in, dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thou son. Then Elijah responded by saying, For thus says the Lord God of Israel, thou barrel of meal should not waste, neither shall the crude of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And when she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal waste not, neither did the crude oil fail, according to the word of God, which spoke by Elijah. My God, I can see that the woman, she didn't have no problem in the beginning by bringing him a glass of water. But then when he said, bring me something to eat, seemed like she had a problem with that. And all she said was, well, that's all we have. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to make it for me and my son. This is our last meal, and we're going to lay down and die. And my subject today will be, God will not let you die because your barrel is not empty. I'm here to tell you, whatever God promised, it will come to pass. I'm here to tell you that God will not fail you. Everybody might be going through a dry season. You might be going through a financial dry season. Things may not be going right. Finances may not be in order. Seems like you don't have enough money to make it from one week to the next week. You might not have enough money to make it from one day to the next day. And whatever seems like your bills are just piling up and just piling up and just piling up. Seems like the more you try to pay one bill, here come another. And then when you finish that one, here come another bill. Seems like your bills, it seems like there's no end to where your bills are coming from. You may be going through a sick dry season. You may be sick. You may be just feeling good in 1 minute. You may be sick the next minute. You may go to the doctor, and the doctor may say you may have cancer. You may have high blood pressure. You may have diabetes. You may be on the verge of having a stroke. You may be on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Whatever the situation is, seems like every time you get rid of or get healed one way, there come another sickness. Every time you get rid of that sickness, here come another sickness. Seem like sickness after sickness after sickness after sickness after sickness. And every time you try to solve one problem, seem like there's another problem. Seem like every time you put out one fire, there's another fire. Seem like you put out that fire before you can even put your bucket down, you got to run and put out another fire. Seems like by the time you get to that fire, halfway to that fire, there's another fire on the right. There's another fire on the left. There's a fire in front of you. There's a fire behind you. Everywhere you turn, nothing but trouble, trouble, trouble everywhere you go. But I'm here to tell you, but God has made a promise to you, and you got to understand this, that your barrel will not be empty. And let me hear you say, my barrel is not empty. Sometimes we need to learn how to speak over to our situation. Sometimes we need to learn how to have a positive attitude when we are going through trials and tribulation. We must be able to lean and trust in God and trust in the word of God and trust that the promises what God has said will come to pass. I know you might even feel like this woman when she was told to bring the man of God a little water and a morsel of bread. Even in your season of dryness, you think, yes, you think that your barrel is empty. You may look down with your natural eyes and see that your barrel is empty. You may feel like the barrel is empty. Just because you may be hungry, just because your stomach may be empty, or just because situation may not look like it's going the way that you want it to go. Maybe you're ready to give up hope. Maybe you're just ready to lay down. Maybe you're just ready to just die and get it all over with. And sometimes you may think it's better to die than go through what you're going through. Sometimes you might think that there's no way out. Sometimes you may look down at the end of the tunnel and you think that you cannot see no light. Seem like the more you go down in the tunnel, seem like the darker that it get. But I'm here to tell somebody today that your barrel is not empty. Yes, you might even look at your barrel. It might even seem like it's empty in your eyes. with your natural eyes. For what you see and what we see is what how we think or how we act because of what we see. And when we see with our eyes, then our mind tells us the barrel is empty. Then when the mind says the barrel is empty, then we have nothing to eat. And when we look at the barrel and our eyes see that the barrel is empty, our mind say that it's impossible to overcome this situation. Because I'm looking at it with my eyes and it looked bigger than me. It looked stronger than me. It looked like it can overpower me. And then you lose hope. Then you lose faith in whatever you're looking at. But I'm here to tell you that. But when God look at that same barrel, there's something that's in that barrel. You got to learn how to look into the supernatural spiritual realm to see what God sees. When your situation, yes, when your situation bring you to a point of a moment of giving up, hope, or you just want to lay down and die, and you just want to give up on God, you just want to give up on the church, you just want to give up on life itself, you just want to give up on your family members, you want to just give up on yourself because things are getting rough, things are getting tough, you're going through a hard time, it seems like there's no way out, seems like that there's no help, seems like nobody will come to your rescue, and you have called and you have asked for help, seems like you can't get no help from none of the organizations to pay your light bill, to pay your water bill, or to buy some food for your children. You seem like you can't get no help for your children, but whatever the case may be, I'm here to tell you, you cannot lay down and die. You cannot give up yet, because God will send you a word in the right time. And we always say God is on time. He's a right time God. But that we got to be patient. We got to be able to hold on and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We got to be able to allow and let God work things out for us. Sometimes we are in a hurry. Sometimes we want things right now, right then. Yes, we are in a microwave society. We want to put it in the microwave, hit it a couple seconds, boom, we want it right now. But God has a way of coming up, showing up at the right time, at the right moment, so that we can learn from that situation. I'm here to tell you today, God will not let you die. The word was given to the woman. Bring me a little water. In the beginning, she didn't have a problem of bringing the water. But when the requirement was to require a little bit more of her, and when he said that I may drink and a morsel of bread, that required just a little bit more. Sometimes we got to understand that God will require your very last to see how obedient that you are. Yes, God wants your last. And we got to understand that when God requires your last, there's always something good. Like we say, there's always a ram in the bush. But we have to be obedient to the word of God. We have to be able to do what God has called us to do. We got to be able to follow every instruction that God has given us. And the instruction was given to the woman by the man of God to bring him a morsel of bread and a little drink. Yeah, somebody need to follow the instructions that God has given you. I know God has talked to somebody, has been talking to somebody and giving you instructions on how and what you must do and how you shall follow the instructions. But yet and still you look at the circumstances, you looking with your natural eyes, you looking like, how can I do this? This is impossible for me to go into my ministry. How can I go and save somebody? How can I go and deliver somebody? Because they are going through, they are doing this, they are doing that. But we'll look at it and we are trying to figure out how they're going to receive what we say, how they're going to react to what we say. But if you follow God's instruction, I'm trying to tell somebody, you need to follow the instructions of God, what God has given you. God has given you instructions in your ministry. God has given you instructions in your church. I'm talking to some leaders now that God has given you instruction, but yet you may wake up and think that it's impossible. You may wake up and think that there's nothing that I can do. But yet I know if we follow God's instruction, if we was to do what God has called us, God would always give something back to us. So we got to be able to give. And sometimes God require more of you than you realize. Sometimes we think that we can't do, but yet God knows what we can do. So now, I think that what I love about this woman, that was her obedience. When she was down to her very last and was ready to lay down and die, the word came to her, and she did not give up on the word. I'm trying to help somebody today. Don't give up on the word. Don't give up on Jesus. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care how tough it may seem. Seem like there's no help nowhere. Seem like you've been praying and praying and praying, and seem like nothing is happening. Seem like nothing is being overturned. But don't give up. Don't lay down and die. That is the trick of the enemy, that he wants you to lay down and die. He wants you to give up. He don't want you to know that you have the power to overcome. He don't want you to know that if you overcome, that you be able to do what God has called you to do. Don't lay down. See, what we got to learn, we got to learn how to lean on Jesus and trust in the word, what God has given us. And God has given us instruction every day. I know right now somebody woke up this morning and God has given you instruction on how to work your ministry, how to go to the next level in your ministry, how to do what God has called you to. But yet you look at it in your naturalized and not looking at in the spiritualized, and your naturalized say that it's impossible for you to do. You need to know that God will not let you die. And this reminds me of when Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, and he fed the multitude of peoples. But one thing about it, you know that Jesus' disciples could not see into the spiritual realm. All they saw with their natural eyes was the multitude of people who was hungry. And what they didn't know, that Jesus was trying to take them to the next level in their ministry. I'm trying to help somebody, that the Lord is trying to get you to your next level in your ministry. So you got to start looking at the natural and look into the spiritual thing. But what you don't understand, that when Jesus saw, yes, he did, Jesus saw beyond the natural, yes, he did, and he saw into the spirit realm. Jesus saw the fishes and the loaves multiplying enough so that it would feed the crowd, but he saw that into the spiritual realm. Now, here's something that you got to understand. You got to go beyond what the natural can see, but you got to see into the spiritual realm. And what Jesus saw in the spiritual realm became reality in the natural realm. Faith is the thing that you hope for, evidence of things that not seen. Although you may be sick right now, but you got to look into the spirit realm and see that you are healed already. And when you see it in the spiritual realm, guess what? It will materialize in the natural realm. I don't care what situation that you are going through. If you want to overcome that situation, you got to look into the spirit realm and see yourself that you have already overcome that situation. And when you be able to see into the spiritual realm, then it will manifest into the natural realm. Yes, everything is in the spiritual realm before it gets to the natural realm. So we got to stop looking with our natural eyes. We got to stop looking what we think that we can't do. And know that we can do, knowing that we are a child of God, knowing that we have the power and authority, knowing that God give us the power over everything in this world. So, his neighbors, I'm here to tell you that your blessing is in the spiritual realm, and guess what? It coming into the natural realm. The barrel was empty in the natural realm, but because of her faith on the instruction of the man of God, the meal was in the spiritual realm. Then it was manifest into the natural realm every time that she reached in that barrel. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to let you know that God will not let you die. You got to understand this. You got to put this in your mind. You got to put this in your heart. You got to understand that whatever God promised you, guess what? It will and it shall come to pass. No matter what dry season that you are going through, God will provide in the midst of your dry season. The barrel is never empty because God will not let you die. Amen. You got to understand that. Not only did God bless her, but you got to understand that God gave her a double blessing. Not only was the meal and the barrel, but she had plenty of oil that never ran out. Neighbor, I'm from the speaking somebody's life right now. I'm from the prophesy over somebody right now. If you follow the instructions of God, if you give God your very last, I guarantee you, neighbor, that you're about to get a double blessing for your trouble. Oh, come on, somebody. You are finna get a double blessing. And when God bless all the way. God, I know a God that does not have blessed, but God know how to do it, and he know how to do it right. Oh, my God. But if you just follow the instruction, if you just do what God has called you to do, there's a double blessing for somebody out there on this radio land. I'm going to decree, I'm going to declare that God will give you a double blessing if you just want to follow the instructions of God. I don't care what it look like. Stop looking in the natural, but look into the spirit realm and know that it's already there. All you got to do is have faith and everything will materialize into the natural realm. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm feeling this thing now. I'm here to tell you, I know what God can do. I have seen God work. I have seen God move in my life. I have seen God do some miracles in my life. That's why I believe the way that I believe. That's why I preach the way that I preach, because I know what God can do. It's not what nobody told me, but it's what God showed me. He showed me that he is a true and living God, and he has showed me that he will keep his word and his promise. All we got to do is follow the instructions of God so that God can give you that blessing, and then God can help you to overcome. Now, here's what we got to understand. There is a principle that we got to understand where God will not let you die. First of all, don't depart from the instruction of what God has given you by the man of God. I know sometimes we go to church, and yet when we stand before the man of God, and the man of God begin to give you the word, thus said the Lord, and some of y'all think that we are out of our mind. Some of y'all think we don't know what we be talking about. But yet, those are true men or women of God that hear from God, and God speak to them, and God give you a word. He's giving you an instruction. So what you got to do, you got to follow the instructions of God through the man of God. And when you be obedient to the word of God, guess what? God, come on, somebody. God will bless you. He will double your blessing. Yes, yes, we got to understand. And another thing, don't doubt what God can do. And sometimes we get to the point when God says some things to us and we think that we don't understand it. It may be or it seem like way above our head, but yet we begin to doubt. I don't know what God can do that or not. I don't know how he's going to do that. But you don't know what God that you're serving. You are serving a powerful God, an all-knowing God. And I'm going to say this, he is an all-doing God. He is not a God that just sit around and do nothing. He is a doer. I love God. He is a doer, and God is a doer so that we should be a doer. And we should be a doer by believing and having faith on what God can do. Oh, come on, somebody. Never doubt what God can do. It may sound strange in your ears. It may even look strange. But if you follow the instructions what God has given you, And here's another principle that I want to give you. It's in Psalms 118 and verse 17. And I love this. When I'm going through my trials and my tribulation, when I'm going through and things seem like it get rough, I know one time I was laying on my sofa in my easy chair and felt like I was finna die. Felt like the life was just leaving my body. And I kept hearing something in my mind say, you finna die, you finna die. And felt like I was sinking down into the chair. Felt like a heavy weight was on me. Felt like, man, I just want to give up. But I remember this, Psalms 18, verse number 17. And it said, I shall not die, but live. I shall not die, but live. I don't care how rough it get. If you ever get in that situation, begin to speak those words. I shall not die, but live. That is a promise that God has made that he will not let us die. If we follow his instruction, come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. Maybe you're on the verge about ready to give up. Maybe you're on the verge about just giving up and laying down and die because you're on your very last. You may have your last quarter in your pocket. Come on, you might be down to your last slice of bread. You might be down to your last drink of water. But I'm here to tell you, if you follow these instructions, if you believe that God will do what he say, come on, somebody. If you just listen to the man of God, God will not let you die. I'm here to tell you that your barrel will not be empty. Oh, if I'm helping anybody here today. Come on, because of the work of the Lord, your barrel will always have some meal. Your oil will never run out. No matter what it looked like in your eyes, it looked different in God's eyes. Let me hear somebody say that my barrel is not empty. Come on, now we got to believe that your barrel is not empty. We got to lean and trust on Jesus. We got to be able to stand on the word of God. This is the name of this program, The True Word of God. And I know what God can do. I have seen God work miracles in the church. I have seen God work miracles in other people's lives. I have seen God work miracles in my wife's life and even in my life. I have seen God. So that's why we shall believe, because we see it every day. Don't you know that you was a miracle when you got up this morning? Don't you know that God put breath in your body and he allowed you to get up? Man, that's enough to praise God all by yourself. If nothing else don't go right during the day, knowing that you are still alive. And I shall not die, but live. God will not let you die. Remember, I don't care how tough it gets, just lean on God. Stand on the word. Hold fast to your faith. Be confident in Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Our morning service started at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday school, our morning service started at 11. We are located at 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can give me a call at 561-718-2361. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.